Obviously, we've seen some worrying violence breaking out recently. We had the terrible attack on UNAMID soldiers in Darfur a couple of weeks ago. And so this is really a fact-finding mission, which is partly to demonstrate that we continue to support the Doha document for peace in Darfur. We support UNAMID's mission, of course, which is to bring peace and stability in what is a very difficult security situation in Darfur, to make sure that everybody on the ground there knows our position and that we're there to support and express our concern for all those who are trying to provide assistance to the region, really.
The regional peacekeeping force UNAMID has recently said that there are huge challenges in implementing a peace deal between Sudan's government and the Darfur rebel groups. Will the EU delegation be trying to nudge this along?
Well, of course. I mean, we've been party to the efforts to try and bring peace, not only between Sudan and South Sudan, but also to some of the disputed regions where there are rebel groups and so forth. So the people who are there, the seven ambassadors, are going to be meeting with the regional authority of Darfur, the local government of North Darfur, and trying to get a flavour for what the problems are and to lend their support. Obviously, the European Union has a special representative to Sudan and South Sudan who is constantly active with our partners in the international organisations down there to try and bring peace to the region, which has been very difficult recently. So it's not a mission that's going to come up with a plan, as it were, but it's just to reinforce the efforts that we're making to try and help peace in the region and to reinforce our support for UNAMID.